Network, 1027 WNAW, 2 for Tuesday, Metallica. Whiskey in the Jar from Garage Inc. and Nothing Else Matters from the Black CD.
Yeah!
I like to call it the Black CD.
Yeah.
I think my favorite album of the 90s.
Black.
Or one of them, anyway.
When you look at this album, you ask yourself, how much more black can this be? And the answer is none. None more black.
Now, we got, speaking of black, we have Black Earl in the studio. Mm-hmm. I got to say your name slow because a lot of people think I'm saying Black Girl, as in,
yeah, girl,
female. But it's Black Earl,
of course.
And besides being a friend of the Opie and Anthony show, Black Earl also works in the marketing department here at NAW.
Yes.
And we are cooking up something with Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to break this yet or no? There's so many Metallica fans.
So close.
Could you give a hint? People like hints.
It'll be a unique concert.
So, all right, we're going to give someone a chance to go see Metallica.
Yes, in concert.
Will it be in the New York area?
No.
Oh, wow.
So that's some good news right there. Thank you. Okay.
Metallica fans, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yes.
Of course.
Your official Metallica radio station. Well, we might be a few years away from that.
Yeah.
We're still getting out of the James Taylor mode. Give us a little more time.
It's kind of hard to make that transition.
We did play Knock on Wood by Red Hot Chili Peppers today, though. I mean, Knock Me Down. What am I thinking?
Knock Me Down. That's great.
Knock Me Down earlier from Mother's Milk. Knock on Wood. Yeah. Who did Knock on Wood originally?
Eddie Floyd.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, here's... never mind. It's too inside. He'll know the answer to that music question I was asking you today.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it.
That's way too inside, though. Yeah. All right. Anyway. Where were we? Oh, this is where we were. Faxes, 212-957-WNEW. Here's a fax coming in. Hey, guys, please, please replay the Heston AIDS monkey bit from yesterday. One of the funniest things you guys have done since coming to NEW.
Wow. That came out of nowhere yesterday.
It really did.
Chuck Heston barged in. He was all upset that they had found that AIDS probably started with chimpanzees.
Yes.
Sometime about 100 years ago.
But didn't we know that already, that AIDS came from monkeys originally?
We didn't really have proof, Opie. This was just some speculation. So now they're saying that these chimpanzees got AIDS somehow 100 years ago, and that it was transferred to humans through the eating of monkey meat. And for some reason, I can only guess because of Planet of the Apes, Heston just freaks out whenever anything has to do with monkeys and chimps.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday. This note's for you live. Come on, bring it home. There you go, in Southern Man. Neil Young, of course, is Opie and Anthony.
Little tidbit of information, Opie.
Yeah?
Neil Young may be hooking up with Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Again?
For the first time since 1974.
Where are they going to play?
I don't know. I just read it in the paper.
Old age home.
So they're still working on it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
We got the band back together. Dude, we're getting the band back together.
Wow. Yeah. Anthony coming up with some music knowledge. That's
how about that, huh?
Woo! Not bad.
Look at me. I'm like a walking Rolling Stone magazine.
Is that where you got it from?
No.
All right.
In one of the papers.
Christine from Valley Stream writes, guys, I've been trying to get copies of the Stephen Lynch CD. Are you sure his website is pusshead@aol.com?
Oh, people.
There is like 400 sites for Pusshead. You know, it's not a website. It's his email address. There's a huge difference there.
I can see people like popping up the browser on their friend's computer. Okay, Pusshead at... Bing! Oh, it says there's no such thing.
Come on. No, if you want to get a hold of Stephen Lynch, our pal, our buddy, it's pusshead@aol.com. That's his email. You write him a little email letter and say, hey, man, I want your CD, or hey, man, you're cool, or hey, man, I hate your guts. I wish you would die, whatever you want to write the kid.
He'll answer you back.
And he'll answer you back. Yes. It's pusshead, P-U-S-H-E-A-D, 1S, pusshead@aol.com.
But if I were him, I would get a webpage, lickety-split.
Yeah.
You know, people are looking for it.
That's where the future is going, Anthony.
Yes.
Now, what do you got over there?
Well, Opie, I don't know. It's just something tragic I see on TV, a trailer for a movie that's coming out with Juliette Lewis called The Other Sister. Has anyone seen this yet?
I still haven't seen the trailer.
All right. Rewind to the movie with Sean Cassidy and I think Linda Pearl. And they're a couple of retarded kids that want to get married. And that's where the whole, we're going to get married. And, of course, the parents are outraged because they're overprotective and don't think the retard kids will be able to take care of each other. But they get married and everything's fine.
Was this an after-school movie?
I don't know. It was one of those movies.
Okay.
Or we could rewind to L.A. Law, where the retarded guy that walked around there got a girlfriend. And everyone was concerned whether they could get along together and should they have sex and what if they have kids.
Well, it's a serious issue facing retards, Andy.
Is it, Opie? Is it? Well, I'll tell you something.
What?
I saw this trailer.
What do they call these days?
What is the politically correct term? Because you can't call them one thing or another because, like, sometimes Down syndrome is different than... retard. Or some other form of mental retardation.
Oh, wait. Ralph Tator's got an answer.
Ralph knows?
I would think mentally disabled.
Mentally disabled?
No, that's what Anthony and I are.
We're mentally disabled.
Yeah.
I think it's mentally challenged.
Challenged now. Yeah, because disabled would mean unable.
Right.
So that's an on-off switch. You're either mentally able or disabled.
Right.
So mentally challenged?
You know that... I got an observation.
What?
You know, like...
Oh, here we go. He's holding back, kids.
No, I don't hold
back. I got an observation. I don't think I should say
well,
that.
Well, it's your fault.
It's my fault. He hasn't even said anything. He knows it's going to be offensive.
Well, you had to mention Down syndrome.
Yes.
Do you notice they all look alike? They just have, like, different wigs on?
Oh, my God.
What?
But bellboy, I need these bags taken out of here immediately.
What's bad about that?
Different wigs on?
Yeah.
No, that's horrible.
You ever go to, like, Disney World or something and you see, like, a whole...
Well, Opie,
they all have the same face. It just looks like they have different wigs.
Why? It's a genetic flaw, Opie. Of course they all have the same features.
All right, but it's just an observation. I don't mean anything by it.
Did I ever convey my story about Burger King?
Yes, you did.
The Down syndrome girl that works in the Burger King on, I think, New York Avenue in Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in there. Best service I ever got. Swear to God. I've been with these regular high school kids or whatever, and junior high or whatever. They're working in there. Get the order. Screw it up every time. This girl gets it right every time. The change is right. Nice service.
Anthony, back up your story.
What?
Now, what'd you say before that, though?
What?
You told the story the first time on the air.
I said I was expecting a disaster. Well, that just goes to show you. I'm not open-minded, and I had my prejudice. But then I realized she's very capable.
Yes.
And I always go to her line
okay. When
I go there. Now, let me just totally trash any image you might have of me now, because
no.
Let's go to this movie trailer.
Oh, yeah, we're back at the movie trailer. Okay.
Yeah. It's Juliette Lewis. Our movie is The Other Sister. And it is just, I mean, we get hell for doing like a Corky Steinbrenner.
Mm-hmm.
Having a con dog. Having a con dog. And people call up going, you're horrible with that whole thing. This is all they're doing when they're imitating and acting like they're a retarded little couple.
Also, it's not real
No.
Mentally disabled.
Unless Juliette Lewis is mentally challenged.
Okay.
You know?
So this is the trailer for the new movie that makes you laugh, Anthony? Is that true?
Opie, I'm on the floor every time this comes on. It's Corky. Her boyfriend that shows up is Corky. And they're talking about sex, and it's,
aren't they reading out of...
they're reading out of the Joy of Sex book.
What is retard sex?
Well, that's what they're doing. I don't want to... I don't want retard sex.
It's gone too far.
Why? I don't want to sit and watch a movie about mentally challenged sex.
What the hell is retard sex, though?
I don't know. I had some this morning, though. Me and Jen had some retard sex, man. We were drooling. No, I'm just saying. You know, I don't want to...
If someone has a definition for retard sex, please fax it in to
us.
Or send it on the instant feedback, because I want to see what the listeners think retard sex
is. Well, let's go through a little bit of this trailer, and you'll see Juliet Lewis and her imitation.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Let's go. All right.
Winnie! Mother said another 15 minutes.
Did you tell her that I don't like tennis still?
She said that all well-bred girls play tennis, chess, or bridge.
Is it 15 minutes yet?
See, she's getting whacked by tennis balls coming out of the machine. It's hysterical. I fall down, die laughing. She's trying to hit him with the tennis racket. I can't play tennis. I mean, you don't think that's a scream?
You're going to hell, man.
Why? I'm roaring.
All right, let's hear the rest of the trailer.
My parents get off my back.
But now at last, she's finally met someone who understands.
I want you to meet Daniel.
Don't worry,
because
I've been house-framed.
I'm telling you, that boy Caesar is a rich girl.
I don't think he's after her money.
I love Carla. He's the only one that makes me feel like a person.
I mean, now come on. That is definitely Corky Steinbrenner. That's the same imitation I do as Corky. I love her. I'm a con dog. We're on the paper game. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's listen a little more.
Seriously, aren't you concerned?
Just a harmless vacation.
The parents are very concerned.
Oh, yes.
Page.
Joy of sex.
4 is okay, but I don't want to do page 155. She's tried very...
Now, see, I have a problem. They're going through page 154 look good. Like, they're going through the joy of sex, and they're going to have retard sex. I'm not going to the movies for retard sex. think a poor guy sitting there hasn't gotten any in like a year.
Yeah.
You know? And he goes to the movie and they're having retard sex.
You're on your own on this one, man.
Well, look, it might be a touching story, okay? It might be one of those movies we were talking about last week that the chick has to drag you to.
Yeah.
But what, are you going to go like, oh, cool, sex scene. Yeah. You know, will you be sitting there going, like when you watch a regular movie and you see a couple ready to go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, maybe it was catch a peek. Yeah, this is going to be good. You want to see retard sex? Why are you hanging me out to dry here, Opie? Say something, for God's sake.
It's too much fun to watch you squirm.
Let's continue.
All right.
It's pretty hard to show that she's a responsible person. This is a child's life, and this is my child's life, and I am going to protect her.
Oh. Page 146. Looks pretty good.
Punchy way. I just don't think that he can take care of you. He can barely take care of himself.
Same
we
story.
Can take care of each other.
An ordinary life is an extraordinary achievement.
When you reach a certain age and you're not talking to your children,
say the parents.
A very important part of the journey.
Very concerned. I think there's one more line. One more line.
Daniel's falling down.
Juliet Lewis, Diane Keaton, Tom Skerritt, and Giovanni Ribisi.
I wonder who thought up sex in the first place.
I think it was Madonna.
I wonder who thought up sex in the first place. I think it was Madonna. I mean...
Well, there it is. That's the trailer for it. Yeah. So you're done with your observation.
I'm done. But the movie's been done 1,000 times. I think the mentally challenged community is going to be up in arms that real retarded people weren't used in this. And it's been done 1,000 times. And I don't want to go to the movies to see retard love. Retard sex.
Retard sex.
Right.
So every time you see that trailer, you're on the floor laughing, right?
God, Opie, I'm roaring. I can't handle it, because it's a bad imitation.
It's official. You're more demented than I.
Come on. They're sitting there like, we're love it, they're going to get married. They're doing it.
Wow, I think we should go to the phones next.
Oh.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. We better get back to the music. It's a little safer that way. Anthony's on the loose today. I'm separating myself from that one.
For a fresh second opinion and free videotape, call us at Staten Island University Hospital, 1-800-285-4584, 1-800-285-4584.
I don't know about you, but I want to party with that guy. Priceline.com, Anthony.
Ah, yes. Great service.
Now we need a new angle to talk about Priceline.com. They've been a sponsor on our show for over a month now.
Yes.
Got to freshen up the copy a little bit.
Okay.
So I'll give it a try here.
Uh-oh.
If you're thinking about having some retard sex in the near future and you need a hotel room, I think you need to give Priceline.com a try. Jack, is that a good angle? Considering what we've been talking about today, I figured I'd try that angle.
I think maybe take two on this one.
Why? There are people out there that are interested in retard sex.
Well, I guess if there were...
You said you had retard sex this morning.
I did.
Okay.
Me and Jen.
So I'm not saying anything bad by saying retard sex. Unless you were listening 15 minutes ago and then you understand the connection, but...
Okay, then I guess you would want to save some money, maybe.
Right.
If you're going to get a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one way to really save a lot of money. Priceline.
Priceline.
Of course.
Yes. Valentine's Day around the corner, you might want to do a little romantic getaway to have that retard sex.
Right.
And you don't want to pay top dollar. No one wants to pay top dollar in this day and age.
You can name your own price for a hotel room.
And Priceline.com will match that price.
Right.
And if you use their service, they're going to give you a free hotel night.
Free.
Free.
So you could have that retard sex on a free night.
That's right.
Oh.
All right.
Only with Priceline's help.
Need a hotel? Simple as this. Give them a call and see what they can do for you. If you don't like what they do for you, then you move on. But I think you're going to be happy.
Oh, you'll be happy.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday, REM from Out of Time. That's the radio song. And what's the frequency? Kenneth before that. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
All this miserable 2 for Tuesday.
Yeah, pretty nasty out there.
But we're having fun on the radio.
Of course we are.
Our lovely, faithful listeners still haven't come up with a good definition for retard sex. So if you're looking to participate with the show today, you might want to send your definition in. You had to be listening about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
That's why you got to listen a little longer to the show. I guess. And we also want to welcome all the brand new members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
This is just taking off.
Hearing from a lot of people today, a lot of people getting inducted once again as they listen to our show.
It's got a life of its own. Soon we're going to have Hummer wear.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come out with a little clothing that you can wear, proudly display that you are truly a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Correct.
And
I think we're going to have something to slap on your car.
Yeah.
We're working on logos and stuff.
Maybe something like you put on the side of fighter planes when you shoot down somebody, you know? Maybe like, you know, a splooge stain.
Jeez.
And you could stick it on your door, you know? Like you five of them and you're an ace.
You're an ace?
Yeah.
You're an ace,
you
Hummer?
Know? Like they used to put the Jap Zeros on the side of their planes, you know? Something like that.
All right. And the Hummerware, this is kind of a cool thing. We're going to give all the money to charity. We're going to come up with some, like, hats.
We are? Oh, we are!
Yeah, it's called the Opie and Anthony Charity. we're going to have T-shirts and hats and other stuff. And maybe some type of sticker you can put on your car, and it'll all go for a good cause. Believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
I know. It's hard to believe. But Jeffrey writing an email here. He says, Opinac, I would just like to let you gentlemen know that I will become an official member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club within the next hour. What time did he write this? 3:45, 4:45, I believe.
Oh, he's
Jeffrey
in.
Jeffrey is officially in. I explained to my woman that Tuesday is a boring day and that I would like it spiced up a bit. I told her about your club and she thought it was a great idea. So thank you, gentlemen, for getting me what every man wants and craves, some casual oral. Great show. Please play the Special Olympics song for me later. Cool. There you go. Jeffrey, a new member of the club.
Congratulations. I redeemed myself last night.
What do you mean?
In the eyes of my wife. Well, you remember I was having a hard time with Half-Life?
Yes.
My computer game,
mm-hmm.
getting online, and man, I blew it last week real bad. Real bad. Guys, let you in on a little something here. If you come home and Your wife has a great dinner cooked for you, a log in the fireplace, candles lit all over the house, all over. And you walk in, under no circumstances, hang up your coat, sit in front of your computer, and begin to play Half-Life.
You did not do that.
Oh,
did you really?
I did. This was last week. So she methodically went around, blew the candles out, flipped the lights back on. Then the next day,
took off the teddy.
All the candlesticks were gone from the house. She went to the point now where she packed the candlesticks away. Just put them away. She was pissed.
You're a retard.
I know. Well, it tells you how incredibly stupid I am. So, yeah, last night, I came in. Candles all lit. Yeah, I'm like, I didn't even glance. I didn't even give the computer a glance in the corner. Honey, it looks great in here. Believe me.
That's funny.
You
had no clue?
No, I had a clue, but it's an addiction. I couldn't stop. I you know how it is. Like, you think the guy, the crackhead that shoots his grandma in the head afterwards is going, well, I'm glad I shot grandma.
Yeah.
No, it's more like, oh, damn, now I smoked the crack. Grandma's dead. You kind of feel bad afterwards, you know?
Well, while we're on the subject of video games.
Yeah.
I finished India, finally.
You finished India?
It only took me 2.5 weeks, but thank you.
Tomb Raider 3?
Tomb Raider's 3. I made it past India.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, how much further you got to go?
I'm a fifth of the way done with the game.
One fifth.
So by the time winter is over, I will complete Tomb Raiders 3.
Now, I can't imagine you haven't had any complications with you playing these games and
no, it's kind of weird.
In a relationship.
No, it's weird. Sandy's like my co-pilot. She came up with the final move in India.
I'll see.
Wow. The final move. See, the final move, you got to slide down this ramp.
Yeah.
And you pop out, and it's like this this pool with these platforms all around the room. And in the middle is this guy they call the boss man. And right. He throws fire. And the first fire he throws makes the whole pool, you know, like a lava, you know, boiling water pool.
Oh, no.
So you can't go in the pool. Now you got to run around the platforms surrounding this guy and shoot him before he hits you with the fire.
Right.
And I have my pistols out, Anthony, and I'm going crazy over and over and over again. I can't figure it out. It keeps hitting me with the fire, and I'm burning.
Damn. What did you do?
Well, Sandy... I was kind of pissed that she figured it out. She goes, no, man, what you got to do is you got to take your shotgun out.
Yeah.
And you got to jump immediately to the center square where the boss man is with the fire and just unload the shotgun into him. So I did that. Bam, bam, bam. 6 shotgun. He's out.
All right.
India done. Thanks to Sandy.
See, I get in trouble. Got to be careful, guys.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Who's this, Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Hey, I was just listening to your bit on Juliette Lewis and stuff.
Yeah.
And I ran some groups for people with developmental disabilities, sexuality groups.
Yes.
And there's a lot of stuff going on. You'd be surprised.
Like what? Help us out here. Share.
There's a large number of folks having sex on a regular basis. It's nothing unusual.
People with mentally challenged individuals having sex.
Yeah, people with developmental disabilities. Got to be politically correct here.
Now, developmental disabilities?
Yeah.
It was so easy just to say retards.
Yeah,
I'm sorry if the term is offensive. I mean, you got to call them as you see them sometimes.
I call Anthony a guinea, so why can't I call a retard a retard?
Right. And Obi calls me a retard, too.
That's right.
Not only that, but they're cool people. I mean, I wouldn't...
Well, we know.
I completely understand that.
We know that.
But what's in a name?
Now, now, be honest. Have you taken a peek at retard sex? be honest.
Have I taken a peek at it?
Have you seen it?
I've heard enough stories, though.
Well, give us one cute little story.
About people doing things in bathrooms and places and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
In the bathrooms.
Getting caught. Shame on them.
See, I just can't imagine that somebody with some mental problems wouldn't just get complete sensory overload. Because I know I do, you know? You make this dopey faces and noises, and you're writhing around, and I just can't imagine somebody that can't really grasp normal relationships and stuff.
Yeah, but it's
just not totally freaking out.
It's human desire to change. You don't need to have a major brain.
You know?
It's just tougher to deal with because you can't process it all properly. Sometimes it's just instinct, you know, more than anything else.
I remember, do you even remember your first orgasm?
Oh, yes.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Did it just freak you the hell out?
Yes, it did.
It was like, hey, wait, hey!
This is pretty cool. But you threw the G.I. Joes.
Imagine how, all of a sudden your toys get packed away.
And you can deal with it. Imagine if you can't deal with it as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
once you're into it, you can't get away from it.
Well, I look at that Juliette Lewis new movie there coming out, and I just see them thumbing through the pages of The Joy of Sex.
That was pretty bad. Most people don't talk that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it looks like a goof.
We were laughing in the car when we heard that one. But,
all right, cool. Did you ever use The Joy of Sex, Opie? Did you ever actually use that? No. That was always the book that you found at your parents, at your friend's parents' room or something. Like, it would break that out.
I think I found that book at my parents' house.
Really? That's got to be embarrassing.
I think my mom handed me the book.
Come on!
Yeah, because, like, I was 14 or 15 and had, like, no interest in just the opposite sex or just sex in general. And they were starting to get scared. And I remember they, like, threw the book at me. That's right.
Stop it.
Swear to you.
Are you kidding? Wait, your parents gave you The Joy of Sex?
My memory's a little fuzzy, but I think they, like, left it in my room or something was going on. Yeah.
There must have been this big discussion between them beforehand. Should we give them the book?
Well, because I was 15 and still into sports and everything, not showing any interest, you know, in sex at all.
How embarrassing that is.
But I made up for lost time, that's for sure. But
who were the guys?
You got me.
Yes. That's you don't find that a little bizarre that your parents gave you a copy of The Joy of Sex?
Well, I got to get, like, my mom on the phone or something. She'll explain it, I guess. But, no, like, my dad had a real tough time, you know, explaining the whole sex thing to me because I ran up and I ran to the top of an apple tree and I refused to come down. We told that story on the air.
When he was going to have the talk with you.
Well, if you really want to get into it, it was the famous, you know, film at school.
Oh, the film.
That screwed everyone up. All of a sudden, you're going to school and you're assuming you're going to play another game of, you know, kickball or play around with the big parachute in junior high.
Right.
Next thing you know, you go to gym and they separate the boys and the girls. They're like, what the heck is this about?
They show you the movie. Yeah.
All of a sudden, Johnny started growing hair in places he hadn't had hair before. Hygiene is very important during this period in life.
And you're like, what is this? Hey, this isn't Hemo the Magnificent.
Right.
Wait a minute. What movie is this?
So we're all looking at the screen, just freaking the F out. We're like, no. And then the teacher comes on and says, if you have any further questions about anything you just saw, your parents have been informed to discuss it with you. So when I... Go ahead. Go.
You may notice girls' hips might be getting a bit wider. They're growing breasts. And your friends in the locker room have various sizes of genitalia. If yours is small, don't worry. You'll develop just like they did.
I'll try to give you a little consolation.
Yeah. So the story goes, I went home, and you know, they warned us that the parents were prepared. And so my dad comes up to me and starts discussing, and I ran right up to the top of a damn apple tree. And I said, I'm not coming down if you're going to continue talking about mom's boobs.
Yeah. You, the Waltons, running up an apple tree?
It's the truth. Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, hey.
Hey,
first
man.
First of all, you guys rule.
Hey, thanks.
Second thing is, that Joy of Sex book?
Yeah.
I tell you something, I grew up, it's been on the shelf in my kitchen as a kid growing up since I was like 4 years old.
Really?
And I'm telling you, my friends used to come over, we used to like thumb through the book and like look at those stupid illustrations.
Yeah, they were all those stupid pencil drawings.
Pictures. They were like drawings.
Pencil drawings, yeah.
So, I mean, no one ever gave it to me, but it was always just up there.
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
They kept it right in the kitchen?
The telephone, next to the Bible and everything else, all the other good reading.
See, there was probably a big discussion with your parents, too, like, well, we should keep this somewhere where they'll know where it is, so if they need it,
so we won't have to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, so we won't even have to talk about it.
Like, they said, well, maybe the boys will find it on their own.
Right, and then...
And the funny thing is, like, you know, I was about maybe 14 or 15, and I swiped a box of Forex from my dad.
Forex.
It hit him in the only place I thought my mother wouldn't look, which is like in my bar mitzvah suit. And she goes, she's like, oh my God, I found these in his suit, in his closet. So my dad said, just put them back, at least as long as he's using them.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
That's my boy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, the parents must just plan all that out. We could put it here so that we won't have to talk about it.
Well, we are running really late, but we've hit a nerve. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Jimi Hendrix, Red House, and Fire. Before that, it's Opie and Anthony.
Someone like Edith Bunker orgasming to Hendrix's guitar.
That is a little out there, huh?
Yeah.
A little surreal.
Yeah.
Well, we like to play all our Hummer clips on Tuesday.
Yes, we do.
We got the Donald Duck in.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Hummer Queen song in.
Yes, those are our Tuesday staples.
We haven't played the official song of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club. That'll happen in the 6 o'clock hour.
Of course, supplied by Red Peters.
Red Peters, yes. Our pal.
Mm-hmm.
I got this little ditty we can play really fast.
What do you got?
Considering Monica's on the front page of all the papers today.
Well, once again, got to hand it to the Post. With their headline, Monica Zips Her Lips.
Yeah, that's pretty cute, huh?
Anytime they could say lips in Monica or mouth, they will.
By the size of her, though, it doesn't look like she's been zipping any lips at all.
Bill's lawyer delivers apology. That's sincere.
Jesus. And I just turned the page. Did everyone else see the cute little picture of the Coz on page 2 of the Post?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Is he doing
a shtick?
Did we miss this last night when he was taping Letterman? Did he come out like this with his little cute doggy slippers with the cigar out of its mouth?
You see, I got my doggy slippers to make me feel good when I'm sick. You see, I'm just like the retarded child on the David Letterman show.
Yeah, he's walking out with his bathrobe on. He's got a cigar and all his cold medicine or whatever.
Yeah, he's got the flu. Maybe if he put down those big stinking cigars, he wouldn't feel so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking on that big log. Ugh. Jeez.
Well, I was going to play the Lewinsky song for
God. I am pulling every episode of The Little Rascals off the TV. Because that's a racist show with the buckwheat and the stymie, you see. Yeah. Me and Camille are very offended by buckwheat, you see. It doesn't portray a black child in a positive light, you see.
So he's the one we can blame for that?
Yes, see, the Coz bought the rights to the Little Rascals there, mm-hmm. You see.
Yeah.
But it's okay to put a black child cartoon character that talks like Wubba Bubba Cubba Bubba on the Bill Cosby cartoon show, you see. Because that's okay, you see.
I guess he found morals later on in his life.
I was offended, me and my wife... Camille by the buckwheat and the stymie. But it's okay to have a big fat black guy go, hey, hey, hey. You see.
Well, that's awfully hypocritical, Mr.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Coz?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club?
Yes, my wife Camille inducted me. I just told her it was a Jell-O pudding pop. She went to town on that one, you see. I am a member in good standing of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club there.
Now, did you reciprocate?
Of course I reciprocated.
Yeah?
Of course I did.
What'd you do?
Well, you see.
Did you take the cigar out of your mouth for a few minutes, or...
Yes, I took the cigar out. What do you think the Coz is, an animal? I went right down on that thing and I...
I say. And she enjoyed that.
Like Jell-O pudding. The cars knows how to please the woman. The cars can please the woman. Yeah. Get down, Camille. Good, Camille. Lay down there. Limber. Hey, Camille. Now I'm going to pull out my Jell-O pudding pop, Camille. Yeah. Get down on it, Camille. That's so good, Camille.
Jesus.
There, now I'm a member of the Tuesday Hummer Club.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Cosby.
Yeah.
I hope you feel better with your flu.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, I wanted to play this ditty. I don't know how we started talking about Cosby. We were talking about Monica Lewinsky. And where did Anthony go? Ant!
Huh?
You just missed the Cos.
Oh, damn. I missed the Cos was in here.
Where the hell were you?
I was talking with Perry White about a story. Me and Jimmy Olsen. Was Superman here?
You always miss the celebrities when they come.
Oh,
I know. All right, well, check out this ditty, and we'll be back with... you want to hear The Who or Collective Soul? Could go either way.
Yeah, you pick.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. Two for Tuesday. Collective Soul off their new CD, Dosage, That's Run. And if you like that song and you want to check out the rest of the CD, we're going to world premiere that for you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. right here at NEW. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hello.
And now people are just freaking out about the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Well, it's got a life of its own. It's taking off. It really is. A lot of people getting involved, becoming members. Of course, with the Laura Korn thing we had last week.
With that special technique?
Special technique. It just revitalized people that were already members. Now they wanted to become members with this new technique.
By the way, the new technique that Laura Korn, we gave out the secret.
Yes.
Because we sold her enough damn books.
Of course.
If you've had that done to you, you are a platinum member.
Platinum.
You're a platinum member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
And you're entitled to platinum privileges.
That's right. And we will give away the technique, you know, one of these Tuesdays again. Not today, though.
No.
All right? Instant feedback here. Hey, you guys. My guy David is fighting the traffic on Route 80 right now after having a real S day at work. Could you help me put a smile on his face and tell him that he'll be initiated into the Tuesday Night Hummer Club tonight? And then she writes, hee, 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 hee. You could also tell him I love him. Just don't say my name because my daughter may be listening.
Oh.
That rocks.
Oh.
See, this is what it's all about. Just making people happy, you know?
That's it. Just have a lousy day, lousy commute home. It's Tuesday. It's kind of boring. And then you have that to look forward to.
Denise says she wants to become a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club. All right, Denise. Well, find a guy and go to town. My wife says that at the moment... we were talking about retard sex earlier. Op and act. My wife says at the moment when I reach total happiness, I do this retarded act. Curled arm, stupid face, shaking uncontrolled. But boy, does it feel good. That's my definition of retard sex.
Everybody does that stupid face. And...
Oh, my God. I can't read that one. I mean, I could, but then we'd be kicked off the radio. Pete thinks I'm gay. No, Pete, I'm not.
Pete thinks you're gay.
All right. Rick is telling us that we have a couple in the car.
Okay.
That want to talk to us.
NEW, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to know if I can get on the air, because if I did, I told my husband I'd give him a Hummer for Hummer Tuesday. We're driving home from work.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
Well, then, I guess I got to go to work.
Now, what road are you guys on?
Route 78.
No kidding. Now, who's driving?
He is.
Uh-oh.
If you're on Route 78, watch out, guys.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
Wait. Give him the phone.
Hold on.
We'll see how far we can go with this.
Which one of the wackos do I have?
Both of us.
I love you guys.
Thanks.
Right.
I'm a big fan of you guys.
Are you officially a member of the club, or are you going to become a member?
I'm going to be real soon.
Yeah?
Like she's going to do it on the road?
She swears. I said, every Tuesday I come home, I'm like, it's Hummer Tuesday, Hummer Tuesday. And I've been beating on her, so we're commuting home tonight. I'm like, you owe me one. It's Hummer Tuesday.
Well, what do you say you at least get things started right now?
That works for me.
All right, let her rip.
Got to get started, honey.
All right, just describe what she's doing carefully.
Right now, I'm zipping my drawers.
All right, and how fast are you going?
Right now, I'm all over the road. How fast am I going? Are you kidding me?
All right.
First, I got a couple of cars in front of me. I'm going to probably start smashing into them.
Well, be careful.
Be careful. How the hell with it? It's worth it.
All right. Now, what's going on now?
Well, we're starting.
Oh, my God.
I wish you guys were here.
Nah, that's okay.
I wish, what's that doctor's name? Dr. Korn?
Yeah.
She's a pisser.
Yeah, she really is. We're going to have her back on the show.
What you got to do is see if I can get a chapter in her book.
So what do you think of the impeachment hearings?
Actually, I'm counting sheep right now. I want to make sure I last a little longer, you know?
Oh, my God. All right, put the phone down there. I got to talk to her real fast.
Okay, hold on one sec.
I'm a little busy. I'm just starting.
All right, we'll let you love birds go, man.
Thanks.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Wow. If anyone else is on Route 78, look out. There's a car that's swerving all over the damn road. It's like, a little busy. All right. There you go.
I thought he put Corky on the phone for a minute.
Oh, busy. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday with Rush, Roll the Bones. You think Rush is sitting there now that that song's 8 years old, going, you know, I wish we didn't put that part... That rapping part in that song.
Yeah, maybe rapping wasn't a good idea for that song. Yeah, there was a time where just like every artist that put out a song had to have the rap section in
just
it.
Just a little bit.
Pretty ridiculous.
Well, you remember in the early 90s, even McDonald's was rapping on their TV commercials. It was just the thing to do.
Yeah, Mayor McCheese laying down a rap.
Yeah, but yeah. Roll the Bones, I liked the song a lot, and then all of a sudden I said, oh, that's right, this is the Rapping Rush song.
Rapping Rush.
Oof. All right, it's Opie and Anthony, and this Hummer Club thing, I think, no pun intended, but the club has exploded this week. It really has.
No pun intended, great.
I mean, we can't talk about anything else today, because that's all everyone wants to talk about is,
huge.
Is becoming members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club. People are bragging all over the place. And this guy didn't sign his name, but he's from Jersey. He writes on the instant feedback, you guys rock. I just got home from work and found a note on the counter. Hi, honey. Be home at 7:15. Tuesday night, Hummer Club. I owe you guys. Keep it going strong, man.
How about that?
That's huge. She left a note on the counter.
That's pretty hot. I got one from Pete, Franklin Square. Oppenach, please help me out here. My wife, Denise, is in the kitchen cooking. We always listen during dinner. Please explain to her I need the Hummer Club. Tell her it's for medical reasons, whatever it takes. Thanks in advance. I'll forever owe you guys if it works. Okay, Denise, you're in the kitchen right now. Your man needs the Hummer. Put down the pots and pans.
Was that the second one?
Mm-hmm.
It was, right?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Stone Temple Pilots on the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. We lose track of time when we do this radio show.
Because it's 2 for Tuesday.
Big Empty and Creep from Core.
Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
And OJ back in the paper.
OJ, yeah, they're auctioning off some of his goods. And look at the post. They got to put the goods all there with the price tag, and in the middle it says, to die for.
It's so tacky over there, man.
The Post, they must just smoke a lot of pot when they put the paper together every day. Because the front page of the Post today says, Monica zips her lips.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like you said, the OJ, to die for, all the items that are up for bid.
Yeah, they're sitting there making the headlines like,
so, what do you think? Like, dude, we'll put to die for. That'll be hysterical, man.
Now, when the OJ thing hit,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
killing his ex-wife and all that, did you ever think in your wildest imagination that there'd be a story huger than that would come out?
No.
I remember just going, wow, it'll never get better than this.
But the president getting the Hummer in the Oval Office.
Definitely tops it.
It's not as fun. It's a bigger story, But it's not as compelling as the O.J. thing was.
Yeah, because you had all the characters. You had Cato and Judge Ito and Cochran.
And the whole thing with the president, like the lawyers talk and everyone's denying everything. But the O.J. with the Bronco thing, and
that was just great.
Yeah, it really was.
It was great TV. It was so tragic and ridiculous at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're auctioning off some of his goods, Opie.
Well, the Heisman Trophy's going for over $100,000. I guess that's the starting bid on that.
The prize item right there.
A 3/4 life-size sculpture of Simpson going for $2,000 to $3,000. Doesn't even look like him, though. Looks more like Black Earl than O.J. the Football Hall of Fame proclamation, doesn't it? That looks like Black Earl.
Yeah.
Like the Crypt Keeper. Yeah, the Black Crypt Keeper.
And then you could get a Professional Football Hall of Fame commemorative football.
Mm-hmm. I want the knife.
Yeah, where's the O.J. knife?
O.J. is in such trouble financially. Mm-hmm. He should just, at this point, go, okay, here's the knife. He could clear his debts.
Clear my debts as I look for the real killer.
Yeah, right.
Whatever happened with that, O.J.? It's years later. Years and years later. We are still looking for the real killer, I swear. What a sack.
Anyway.
But I have to thank O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Tell you the truth.
Yes. And why?
Well, if it were not for O.J. Simpson, I would not have this wonderful radio career.
Well, I think you would have had it.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just a chain of events that happened that if any one link was taken out, it just wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Opie, it's not that easy to get into radio.
Well, you did a few voices for Howard before I met you.
But that was just like voices.
Yeah.
I wasn't like on the payroll. You know what I mean?
Well, the deal is, it is O.J. that brought Anthony and I together.
Yeah, like...
It figures, right? We're so demented, it took something like that to get this whole damn thing rolling.
Yeah. You know, Opad is a cute little show there on that station out on Long Island.
Mm-hmm. I was doing nights.
It was very, very cute, very fun. A boo, boo, boo.
You used to be a listener of my show.
Well, yeah, that's what I told you.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
I used to listen, you know, and I wasn't listening to the Grease Man show. Yadda-dadda-day.
That's right. He was up against me at that time.
Yes, he was.
The Grease Man show.
The Grease Man show. When I was a slinging lad in Namagay. Yadda-dadda-day. We'll be back with more of the Grease Man Show. Shut up.
So I would tune that in and go, what the hell am I listening to?
Look at that.
Because you know what was weird about the Grease Man? Really, yeah. Fast forward, get back to the story. When I was in college, I used to have tapes sent to me of the Grease Man.
Yadda dadda.
Because you would get maybe like a 5-minute tape of the Grease Man, a couple bits on, and you're like, wow, this is really cool. This is funny. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
And then when he came to New York and he started doing it night after night, and it was just 5 hours of that over and over, yeah. Doddle doddle and stuff. It's like, yeah, oh, my God, this sucks. It's
when
horrible.
I was a singer with the village people there. Yadda dadda there.
He'd, like, make up these stories, and it didn't make much sense. The stories would go on for 20 minutes just to tell a punchline.
I was on the police force.
Right.
And I was patrolling up in Harlem. And this gang started shooting, and I sling and led there.
And you're like, yeah, what? And then he'd just go into a song or something.
Like it didn't finish or anything.
So anyway, the O.J. the O.J. Simpson thing hit. And yeah. I was doing my radio show, and I, shut up. Have I even attempted to do that in four years that I've known you?
We cut that crap right off at the bud when I came aboard.
That's right, you ass. Anyway, I asked all the local bands to send in like songs about the O.J. trial because it was huge.
Yeah,
absolutely huge, and I got honestly about 20 or 30 songs from bands.
Yeah.
That's why we're encouraging you guys to write a song about the Tuesday Night Hummer Club. We'll play them on the air.
Sure.
And who knows, you could join our radio show.
It's great exposure for your band, or it's a great way to get into radio.
So Anthony's band at the time, Rodcut, came up with this song about the O.J. trial.
Uh-huh.
And I played it. And then, just like our Stephen Lynch songs, people just started calling like crazy, requesting the O.J. song over and over again. And then Anthony and the band came in, played it live.
We were jabber-jawing off the air, and figured we had some kind of rapport that might work on the air.
Well, yeah.
Oh, what? That's not how it went?
No, that's how it went.
What, you're going to bash me now?
No, I'm not going to bash you.
What, that I came in like tanked, drunk or something?
Well, there were those days, but that's in your past.
I was in construction. I had to drink.
So
it's the law.
But anyway, yeah, then we started doing radio together and the rest is history. But we figured we'd take a stroll down memory lane today because OJ's in the paper.
Yep, this was the tune.
And this was the song. We'll see how funny it really was, I guess.
Uh-oh.
4 years later.
Got me into radio. Yeah, it could be a little dated, but
all right, here's,
of course it's dated. It's just this is a little reminder of how we hooked up.
I just figure if you're a faithful listener to the show, this will be of interest.
OJ. Oh, look at that. Brought a tear to my eye. A little flash from the past.
Look how wrong you were, though.
What? Being politically incorrect?
No, I mean, just did anyone think he would have got out of that one at the
time? I know. Well, he was supposed to get the electric chair.
Absolutely amazing.
Who knew?
All right.
Well, there you go.
Little trip down the...
Little bit of trivia we might ask you old, in the future old, for a prize.
Old memory highway. Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, we're going to start doing that.
Yeah.
Opie and Anthony trivia. So we know, like, we give our prizes to the faithful listeners.
Make sure you're listening, damn it.
That's right. All right. I don't know. Are we going to be back?
I don't know. What time is it? Wow.
I know. Look
wow.
At